I can't remember either.
Give stuff away.
Give stuff away.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, okay. What do I do now? Is it audience time?
I think so, yeah.
I was moved in so many different directions, I don't know what to do.
I know. It was great. He's great.
And the first song, I mean, it was ageless. That could have been like a Civil War ballad or something.
Totally.
That first one.
Beautiful.
You know, from the 19th century or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this one here is like a Broadway show tune.
It's a rollicking political satire.
Yeah, but it's like from a dark Broadway show tune.
Sweeney Todd of America.
Sweeney Todd type song.
Yeah. So it's great.
He messed up my genres, man.
we have genre confusion.
Okay. Back in the audience here now. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, pretty good. Okay. Didn't get much sleep last night, huh? Couldn't be the show.
Definitely not.
No, were you out last night or what?
Nope, just hanging out at home.
Okay, really? Well, that makes you tired too. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We've met before, haven't we?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, right here. Okay. Yeah. You're sitting in the same place, I think.
Yeah, I don't think I moved too much.
No. What are you doing these days?
Retired, enjoying life.
How do you enjoy life when you're retired? That's why I'm afraid to do it, because I don't think I would enjoy life so much.
Well, that's good. You do some volunteer work, get involved in the neighborhood. It's fun.
Yeah. You don't play golf or anything, though, do you?
No.
You need a sport to be retired, I think, or some.
Chase a cat around.
Cat chasing, I could do that, I guess. Get a cat, I guess. All right. Let's see. Megan. It's a long E, I think, here. Corin. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Continuous Improvement Project Manager. Whoa, boy, there's a job that never ends. Continuous Improvement Project. Where is Megan?
Back.
Oh, I'm back. Okay, I'm going back there then. Be right there. Continuously, we'll get there eventually. She wants to know, what do you do to methodically improve each show? Hey, that's your business, not mine. Believe me, I've stayed the same now all these many years. I don't know if I could improve or what that would be. Can I get you to stand up and say hello? Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good. What is that exactly? Continuous Improvement Project Manager.
Are you familiar at all with the quality industry?
No. What would I know from quality?
Well, let me ask you this. Did you create any kind of a list today, checklist of any kind?
No.
Well, you might want to start.
Oh. What are you implying or inferring?
No, I guess it was like the biggest common tool that people use, and they don't even realize it's a quality tool.
Quality tool.
It's something that you do to make sure that you get it right.
Make a list and check it?
Yeah. Twice. Instead of just kind of showing up and, you know.
Well, that would be on my list, I think. Making lists would be number one.
I love to make
lists. Make more lists.
Yes.
I used to do that. I usually when problem solving, you know, mm-hmm. I do the thing with the line down the middle. You know,
pros and cons.
Yeah. Why? Okay. Staying with her, you know, this here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Leaving, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, that sort of thing.
That's another quality tool.
Quality tool, yes, a quality tool. Okay. So, and then continuous improvement.
Well, continuous.
And the science of continuous improvement is?
It's an organizational development endeavor. Yeah. So you, as an organization, you do something, then you go back and you do a post-mortem. How did it go? What worked? What didn't work?
Post-mortem sounds a little serious, doesn't it?
I guess. But it really isn't. It's usually done over drinks, which helps.
So this is done in businesses, then?
Yes.
Or groups?
Any kind of an organization. Yeah. Families, churches, nonprofits, businesses, hospitals.
Would corporations do this?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Governments would do this?
I would hope so.
Congresses, for example, they do continuous improvement.
They need some more of that.
Okay. And then, so I should start doing that. So I make a list, and what else should I do then?
Well, there.
I want to continuously improve. I really do.
Do you really?
No.
Okay. Then I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Stasis.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was very illuminating. All right, that's a good thing, though. I should do more of that. Martha Zadowski is here. Did you teach at Tremper High School in Kenosha? Yes, I did. Yeah, really? Were you in my class?
I was the first class.
What class? What year were you?
66.
No, I wasn't there in 66. A little after that, but okay. Yeah, Tremper, the Tremper Trojans. Yeah, the Fighting Trojans. One of my favorite teams, I think, of all time. And, yeah, Tremper. Hi, Tremper.
What year did you teach there?
Let's see now. I graduated here in 71. I was there till about 70. Then I went to the alternative school.
Right.
And then...
my brother was there when you taught.
Yeah. What was your brother's name?
Bob Sadowski.
Bob Sadowski.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
I got to look through my records, you know. Yeah, I'll see.
Tell me that you taught there.
Can you tell you that he was in my class? Did you say that?
I think he was.
A lot of people were, and I never saw them. So there was the...
English? Did you teach English?
Yes. English as a second language for Americans. There was one.
Yep.
Well, nice to see you.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Are you still, you're not still in Kenosha?
No.
All right. Yes, Trump, good old Tremper. I was a guy in Tremper who, you know, I came from Madison to Tremper, and when I came down there, I saw smoke rising from the school, and it was right in the, you know, we were having a little bit of trouble on campus those years, and I saw smoke rising, and I thought, oh, my God, the revolution has reached Kenosha, Tremper High School, and it turned out to be Senior Bratwurst Day. So I was a little, you know, it was kind of I had to make some adjustments. Plus, the book I was using as my handbook was Teaching as a Subversive Activity. You know, I was little. Things like that. Okay. Is Madison really an island of sanity surrounded by a sea of insanity? Or is the reverse true? Well, you can see it either way, actually, Steve. Where is Steve Byers?
Right here.
Hey, Steve. Is it worth the trip back? Yes, I think so, because Steve has something, a point he wants to make here. So I don't mind making a trip for that sort of thing. Steve, what do you do there, Steve, in Illinois?
Well, I work to help protect natural areas, prairies, woodlands, and wetlands.
Yeah, but what do you do on mic? Do you work to protect natural areas and wetlands?
I do that, yes.
Do you actually get out there and plant them?
I do that if it needs it, or I do controlled burns or cut away the buckthorns, all kinds of different kinds of things.
Really?
And work with people.
You work with people? You plant people out there, too? In Illinois, anything is possible, I know.
Anything, that's right. Yeah. Well, I help them understand why these places are special.
Yeah, the wetlands are really important.
They're all important.
Yeah, and which wetlands do you favor?
The Fen wetlands.
The Fen?
Yeah, the Fens. Not to be confused with fresh.
No, but more Fen.
More Fen, yes.
Fen meaning?
These are special wetlands with groundwater discharge, with cool plants, lots of special things associated with those.
And in what area, where will we find those? Like right in the greater Chicago area?
Some of them up, there are a lot of them in Wisconsin. They're associated with the glaciation that came down, left gravel deposits, and that's where the water flows.
Yes. Why are they all laughing? All the people you came with are laughing.
Yeah, they're my buds.
Do you find this amusing, this Fen discussion?
You are just feeding into his favorite.
I know, but it's great. It's great that he's responsible for the wetlands in Illinois.
It is. It is.
Do you ever get out there and help him?
Yes, I do.
You're out there in the Fens?
Yes, I'm out in the Fens.
And, with the big rubber boots and the...
Big rubber boots, mud knee socks. Well, yeah.
All right, then you have a right to laugh, I guess. That's pretty good. Oh, well, that's fantastic. And, yeah, have you always been in this field? How did you get in this?
I have. I've always enjoyed working with wildlife. Wild places, and we enjoy kayaking, canoeing, and biking, and one of the places we're thinking about retiring to is Madison, but we don't know if we should retire to Madison or Richland Center.
Or Boaz, for that matter. Right. Boaz is pretty nice, too. And you want to make an argument for Richland Center? Yeah, do you have wetlands there?
Oh, I'm sure we do.
I'm sure we do. We'll fix you up one way or the other, man.
All right.
Good to have you. We got wetlands here. You see, by the highway out there, they replanted all. Yeah, so they get all the runoff, but still, they're nice. Yeah, Steve Byers, come on, he does wetlands. You know. Okay, all right. We're gonna, you know, we should get somebody else to play the quiz. I'm thinking, but yes, is something on your mind? Oh, you want to play the quiz? All right, well, you're way on the other side of the room there, but I guess we could do that. I'll come over there. And, what the heck? I'm getting a lot of miles in here today. This is good for my cardio, though. Yeah. Where'd you go? Oh, why don't you come over here at least? Got a few feet off this journey. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It seems like it might be a little too important to you. You're pretty excited about this.
Well, yeah, I have to impress my in-laws.
It's too late now, anyway, I think probably.
I know I jumped the gun, but I was kind of excited.
How long have you been married?
3 years now.
3 years. If you haven't impressed them in 3 years, I don't know if it's going to happen.
I know. I think I have. They came with me, so that's good.
That's cool. That's a good sign right there. And your name is?
Ben.
Ben, are you from around here?
I'm from Nina. And so my wife and in-laws are from Oshkosh. But, so.
Is that a problem, the disparity between Nina and Oshkosh?
No. It works out well. So,
Looking from Menasha, that would be a problem.
See that? Yeah, that would be. Yeah.
Right, Ben, give me one good reason. Is it to impress the in-laws, I presume?
To impress the in-laws, yeah.
Impress the in-laws, ladies and gentlemen. For you guys. This is for you. I can't think of a better reason than impressing your in-laws. I've never impressed in-laws, I don't think. Hey, have a seat there if you would. Right there, Ben. That water is still good. It's been there a while, but it looks almost full. I can change it out if you want different water.
No, I'm good.
I got some more here. Somewhere, I think. Oh, my pad's coming off again. I hate it when this happens. All right, I get the... Wait a second.
Careful,
those
are very expensive.
I know, they're very expensive. They keep giving me the ones where the pads come off. Excuse me for just a second here, Ben.
No, that's okay.
What are you doing these days?
I work for Thrivent Financial up in Appleton. That's a fraternal benefits company that has insurance and investments.
Were they formerly Lutherans?
Yes, formerly an aid association for Lutherans.
Yeah.
Now they are for all Christians.
All Christians?
Yes.
So like a Jew who knows Christians? Could they get a little coverage there? A little...
I believe so. I could sponsor you, and you could become a member if you'd like.
Really?
Yes.
Will they do a check on you?
Oh, no, no.
Because I grew up around Lutherans, and yes. I'm familiar with many of their customs.
Yes.
The Lutheran circle, I know of that.
Yeah, that's...
Should I put that on the form, or should I...
Nah, you can just put, you know me.
Yeah. No Ben.
Okay. Yes.
No Ben. What's your last name, Ben?
Parkhurst.
Parkhurst?
Parkhurst. Yeah.
Parkhurst. From the Parkhursts?
I would think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that could do me a lot of good, possibly, to know that I know the Parkhursts and all that stuff. Yeah, actually, many years ago when they were the Aid Association for Lutherans, I did some radio spots for them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
They still wouldn't let me in, but I... they had some, like, homeowners. It was really cheap if you're Lutheran for some reason. I don't know why. A Jewish homeowner goes right through the roof. I mean, it's really... I really can't. I could only afford to be a Lutheran homeowner. So that's good. And so what do you do for them exactly?
I work in their IT area. It's called desktop engineering. So make sure that all the software on all their laptops and desktops is the same and help manage it. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, that'd just take a day, wouldn't it? See, make sure they're all the same. Like they're all Dell or is it?
Well, some people.
Then what do you do the rest of the week?
Yeah. Well, there is always project work and.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Where did you get your training in IT?
I am self-taught. I am a proud nerd, you could say.
Yeah. And it paid, huh?
Yes.
It's funny though. Those guys who, you know, nerds, whatever you want to call them, but now they're all making the big bucks and stuff.
Yeah.
So you're making big bucks out there.
I would say I'm making a nice living.
A nice living. See, that sounds Jewish. I say, Dad, how much money do you make? I make a nice living.
We Lutherans don't like to talk about money.
I know. We have that in common, actually. So much in common. We should really talk like this more often. It's such a good thing. You don't actually have to get there. You don't have to sell policies or anything like that. That's
kind of... No, I don't. Yeah. My father did for many years, so...
Yeah. How's your coverage? Pretty good. Disability? Disability?
Yeah, very nice. They make sure that you have disability coverage, and they try to upsell you on the higher one. They have good reasons to.
Yeah. You get a break, don't you? You get a discount. I don't know.
Yes, I do get a discount.
Okay. Big discount?
Decent enough.
Decent? Okay. All right, good. You'll be covered. Because you're a young man, now the rates are better, you know, when you're young.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ben, and what do you do for, you have a hobby or relaxation? What do you like to do? Sport?
I am not into sports. I enjoy reading. One of my other hobbies is I like old vacuum tube amplifiers and old audio equipment that I work on.
And you got some good ones, do you?
Yeah, I just actually got one back from being restored, an old Dynakit, which is interesting.
Yep. Used to have them.
Oh, okay.
Well, they would glow. I liked it. At night, you listen in your room, you just see the glow from your tubes.
Yes.
All the lights are out. Doing little Alice in Chains, and you see that glow.
I'm more of a classical kind of person.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What do you favor?
I like the Romantic period, WCA, Ravel, Satie.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. They're all good.
Yes, they are.
I'd be hard pressed to pick a favorite for those guys, those three. I wish I would have learned more about classical music. We had one semester music appreciation in junior high school in Milwaukee, and we got Ravel's Bolero. That was about it.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, yeah. I know. But I wish and the Great Gates of Kiev and all that stuff. Yeah. You know, the Mussorgsky and all that. But that's about it, you know. And I wish I would have a broader. Did you have a good musical education?
I was lucky. My mother was a church organist for many, many years. Ah. So on top of classical music, I got a lot of Armored Christian Soldiers and Almighty Fortress. So
yeah, those I didn't get either. And I never washed my hands in the blood of the Lamb. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Oh.
There's lots of things wrong with my musical background, but it sounds like you had a good one. And do you play at all?
I sadly decided that I didn't like playing piano when I was a teenager, but I wish I kept it up.
Yeah, you played a little?
I played a little. Played trombone also.
Trombone? Mm-hmm. See, that's a useful thing then.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, Ben, someone out there will play along with you. And Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Did you have a good Halloween? Did you out there?
I did. It was relatively uneventful, but I found out there's a secret antique arcade in Madison somewhere.
No.
Yes, it's amazing.
Can you tell me where it is?
It's a secret. But we went. We played pinball and like Atari little kind of games.
There's an antique. You mean old arcade game?
Yeah, really old, like Mrs. Pac-Man, Mr. Pac-Man, and old pinball. Amazing. So much fun.
Yeah.
I was wearing a Wonder Woman costume again. But.
That was it. That was your Halloween.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit sad.
I liked it.
Playing old games and your Wonder Woman.
It worked for me.
I know. No, that sounds kind of cute. Now, on this quiz here, now someone wants to play along with Ben. Mm-hmm. How do they do it?
They pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669 or 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. And then you ask them a qualifying question.
I do?
Yep.
Okay, I got one right here. In the movies now, what is a best boy best at? You know, you watch the credits, and I always try to read all the credits, but they go too fast, you know. And you always see best boy, grip, and all that stuff. I want to know what the best boy is best at. What does the best boy do, in other words? And then he gets credit for at the end of each movie you ever see. James is on the line from Springfield Mo. Hey, James.
Hey.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good, good.
I'm well.
How are things in Springfield, one of my favorite towns?
Oh, they're good.
Yeah? Anything coming up tonight? Any you going out? Or?
Oh, no, probably not tonight. Working right now. Take the evening off.
Yeah, what are you working at?
Oh, I work for a telecommunications company.
You're on the job right now?
No.
Well, you are telecommunicating right now, so it would be perfectly reasonable thing for you to do.
Research.
James, in the movies, you know, when you see the credits at the end there, best boy, what does the best boy actually do? Do you know?
Well, I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Never
maybe
seen
they're fetching things.
No, that's a good boy. Good boy.
Oh,
you know,
not the best.
No, yeah, yeah. No, I'm afraid that's not it, James.
Okay. Thanks.
Sorry, man. Okay. Back to work in case you were. Okay, bye. Nice guy. Brian's on the line from Salisbury, Maryland. Hey, Brian.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Are you in the middle of something right now, or?
No, just I spend my Saturdays listening to you.
Well, that's a short Saturday, though.
Well, I'd listen to WPR most of the day.
Oh, yeah. Other shows, too?
Yes.
But, of course, this is your favorite, then.
It is my absolute favorite.
Have you been listening for a long time?
For about 3 years.
3 years? That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, in dog years, that's almost over 20 years.
That's right.
Okay. Do you have a dog?
Not anymore. I've got a cat.
Just the cat now? Are you more of a cat person or a dog person?
Well, I'm more of a dog person, but don't have a dog now, so I substituted a cat.
It's not a good substitution, though. Do you find if you're like, so I'm a dog person too, and you know, I lost my Labrador a couple of years ago. That was a big shock to my system. But I never thought of getting a cat though, because it's
the cat got me. The cat ran into the building that I'm a pastor of a church. The cat ran into the church and ran up to me.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, so I thought it meant something.
Yeah, maybe this cat knew you from a former lifetime or something.
That could be,
because cats are sort of very spiritual. Picking out a pastor, that's kind of an interesting thing to do.
I think he was lucky.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Okay, does the cat have a name?
Andrew.
Andrew is a nice name. Or St. Andrew would be even better, I think.
Well, hey, the Church of St. Andrews.
Is it? Okay. So a cat named Andrew comes into St. Andrews. What are the odds of that
there
happening?
You go.
Almost impossible.
Sounds like a good story.
Okay. Reverend, can I call you Brian? Is that okay?
Call me Brian.
I don't
want
to be
Brian,
too familiar. Yeah. You know what a best boy does in the movies? What is his responsibility?
He's an electrician. An electrician?
That's exactly right. He's a grip electrician, lights and such and all that. Works with the gaffers, who I don't know what they do either, but I think he's in charge of the gaffers. So he must know what they do. That's the important thing. Brian, this is Ben here on my right.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, hi, Ben.
And he's at the Lutheran Insurance now, right now. You're not Lutheran, right, Brian?
No, I'm Episcopalian.
Episcopalian, okay. Well, it's something to shoot for, then.
Hook up with the Lutherans, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, some place to go. Okay, so the two of you are a team right now, Ben and Brian, and the two of you work together, and we have various categories, have we not, Sarah?
They are. We do. Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Brian, let's pick the first one. What would you like?
People.
People it is. Okay. Okay, the percentage of drivers who would drive naked if it weren't for truckers. Is it 1%, 3%, or 9%?
I would hope it would be 1%.
I would hope it would be 1%.
This is not about hope. This is about people.
What do you think, Ben? 1% or 3%?
I don't know.
Or 9%.
Or
9%.
I would go with 9%. That's
you would.
Go with 9%? Yeah. Well, I'll go with...
What's your thinking there, Ben?
Well, I'm thinking right now I don't want an SUV if this is actually true.
Well, you want to be off the ground, I think, if you're going to do it. You know.
Oh, yeah, that's... I don't know. I think 9% because people...
Okay, let's go with 9%. We can go with 9%.
9% is right. I don't know who... Let's take... Here, everybody close your eyes. Applaud if you would like to drive naked. Close your eyes and applaud if you would.
It's about 9%.
Just one guy is all I heard. So I don't know about the figures here, but we call that...
One right and zero wrong.
Okay, very good.
The categories left are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Do you ever have an urge to drive?
No,
of course.
Also, it makes me think of those old Naga hide seats, too.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Bad.
You got Naga hide in your car? That's a little unusual, I think.
Is it you know what I mean. Vinyl seats. Ouch.
How about
so in other words, you've been naked on Naga hide and you didn't care for it. Exactly.
No, but you know, sometimes you were a kid, you were wearing shorts or something. It was the summer. And you sit down on those hot vinyl seats. It's unpleasant.
So, okay,
that's all. All right. Enough.
Yes.
I was thinking things you should have learned in school had you been.
Oh yes,
attention.
The categories. I'm sorry. School?
Yes, please.
Okay, you bet. I got it right here. True or false? Can't go wrong on this. The spacesuit Neil Armstrong wore on the moon was made by a bra manufacturer. True. Or false?
I think it's true.
Why do you think that, Brian?
I think I heard it somewhere. Some report on television.
Okay.
I'll go with you. It wouldn't surprise me if it's some conglomerate that made a little bit of everything made the suit.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's true. International Latex. Where are you going to go? International Latex. And it gave him good support, too, the whole time he was on it.
That's two right and zero wrong.
What's left there, sir?
Current events, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Brian, back to you.
Current events.
Current events. All right. This is right out of the news. Dell laptops. The new Dell laptops reportedly smell like what?
Well, I wish we used Dells at work.
What do you use?
Vono. The old IBM company.
Really?
Lenovo, yeah.
Lenovo, yeah.
Yes,
the Chinese. They're Chinese.
Now. Yes.
Dell laptops. There's been made big news all over. I read about this, Dell laptops. They smell curiously like, you don't expect your laptop to smell.
I don't know. Maybe they're floral? Like flowers?
Floral.
If only.
You're a cat owner, Brian. Any idea what these laptops?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Wet dog?
I'll go with whatever you want to try.
Okay, no idea. No.
No
stab at this? A stab, Reverend? Want to make a stab at it?
Vanilla?
They should be so like, no.
Cat urine.
Where did that come from?
I just remembered it.
You just remembered cat urine?
Oh, yeah. I was just cleaning out his pot before.
Well, I guess we can accept that. Yes, congratulations. I mean, not to Dell, but they apparently smell like, and no one knows what it is. It could be the glue or something they use in there, because I've noticed that glue kind of. Well, you know, this is quite an amazing turnaround here, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
So should they stop here and just go away?
They could if they wanted to, or they could risk it all for the chance to win the mother load. All they have to do is get one more question right.
Yeah. Now, when you say mother load.
Mm-hmm. So I have this page full of prizes, right?
Yeah.
And if you win, you get kind of half the page of prizes.
Yeah.
But if you go for the mother load and you win the mother load, you get the full page.
Oh, that whole
prizes,
page there?
The
they just win the page, or do they win the prize?
The prizes that are written on the page.
And are they worth even winning?
Oh, they're
though?
Fantastic.
I don't know, Brian. There's a lot of type on that page. So should we go for
it? But you should see the stuff we give away. It's really.
We can try.
You're going to go for it? They're going to
go for it. Yeah, I think
so. All right, let's encourage them. You got to get this question right. If you get it wrong, you lose everything, and then we're back where we started, like this never happened. Okay, so it's very important. What categories do they have to choose from?
Places, science, or odds and ends.
Places, science, or odds and ends. Is it Brian's turn or yours?
I think it's
my turn.
It is? Okay, Reverend.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. Let's see. Are you more honest in the morning, in the afternoon, or every other Tuesday? They have studied this, and there's, I don't know if it's a chemical thing or what, or a Tuesday thing. I have no idea what. Are you more honest, more likely to be honest, in the morning, in the afternoon, or every other Tuesday? Talk it over now, gentlemen.
I would think it would be in the afternoon.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I guess. I really don't know. That's something I don't know.
Well, you must deal
Every
with this.
Every other Tuesday is kind of weird.
In your occupation, you must have to deal with these kinds of questions.
Moral
questions? Moral questions?
Moral questions, yes. Well, I'll have to ask the congregation tomorrow. But
how do you know they're lying, though? You know,
that's right. I don't know. It's not Tuesday or anything.
So you're saying the morning?
I think we're getting
the morning.
Yeah,
I would think before you could even think about lying, you know, they get you in early, probably, then you couldn't even think of a deception. Because I couldn't really deceive myself, personally, I'm saying, until at least noon.
I think Michael's onto something here. I think the morning does sound here.
I think the morning would be.
I'm just saying, just me, if I were playing this quiz.
Oh.
Well, okay.
I think I'll go with the morning.
Morning?
Yep.
Agreed? Morning, yes, morning. You're honest as the day is young. In the morning.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Ben, add grace and utility to your table with a genuine Mississippi pickle fork, an item of repurposed silver from the Screaming Porch Gift Company, and then keep snugly warm in the stands under a red Ole Miss 1848 blanket from the University of Mississippi. Oh. Fire up the grill one last time with a bag of Kickapoo John's lump charcoal while wearing a chef's ball cap designed for the ultimate grill meister from the Duluth Trading Company. Pop a refreshing Meshuggah Mint, crazy strong, certified kosher, and packed in a reusable tin from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. And go from a rodeo to a quiet city on the CD What Do You Know About Copeland with red-blooded American liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Brian, find out what percentage of Americans make an effort to eat vegetables in the cabbage family in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then keep your wine glass clearly identified with the What Do You Know wine charm, custom made by Angie Simonson at Weirdly Wired Jewelry. Burn the clutch out along with Runaway Planet CD No Part of Nothing, and while away the longer fall evenings playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including questions, contestants, answers, and of course, the achingly autumnal Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Did you both get that?
Something like that.
Yes.
Congratulations to you both.
They both got to get that. Thank you very much, Ben. Nice job. Best of luck to you. Thank you, Reverend. Put you on hold for just a second now. Make sure you get that.
Okay.
Thanks very much for playing. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.